All right, you got DJ Baby on the mic here, and along with me, I have Amy Barbarera. Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself and your new Christmas song.
Oh, wow. Well, there's so much to tell you. Well, I'm an inspirational singer-songwriter, and of course, back in 2008, I released my first album, Beautiful Flower of Life, and 2013 has been the most amazing year of my career and my life. I'm actually in the process of working on my second album. I have 7 songs done for the album, and I have about 5 more to record. I'm actually in the process of doing my very first music video, professional music video. We actually filmed scene 1 of the video just about a month ago, and I'm going to finish it up at the beginning of the new year. There's just so much going on. I'm doing a few collaborations, and of course, right now with Christmas, I'm the biggest Christmas fanatic ever. Me, my whole focus over the last month or 2 has just been Christmas. So, I released my new Christmas song called "The Happiest Christmas Tree," and I know you guys are going to play it today. That song is actually recorded by Nat King Cole in the 1950s. No one's really heard it much, but I have a CD of Nat King Cole and Louis Armstrong, and I love it. And I told my producer, Ben, I want to do a whole remake of the song. And so many people have responded that love it. People are going crazy about the song. And my producer, Ben, and I came together, and he actually created all original music. And all the background vocals are me and Ben and Craig Strain singing all backup. So it's all authentic. It's all us. And, of course, I'm singing the lead. And then I just had a big Christmas party this past Saturday the 14th. And I have over 100 pictures to post, actually either today or tomorrow, from the party, which I'm excited. And I, of course, released Christmas music photos and Christmas videos of, like, you know, the party. And so I just love Christmas so much, and really giving my all at this time of year.
That video you did is so uplifting and so cute. You look like you are having a blast.
Oh, you mean the one at the party?
Yes.
Unplanned. My friends Maggie, Josie, and Sebastian came. Actually, that was filmed like about 10:30 at night. I had like over 31 people at the party, but everybody came and left at different times. And they happened to come later, and they surprised me by doing this. They videoed it. I had no idea they were going to video on their iPhones. And it was so much fun, you know, to be able to really give a tour. I really put my heart and soul into decorating. It took me 2.5 to 3 days.
Oh, I can imagine.
Decorating, as you can see. I did it all myself with the help of TC and my friend Elisa, but I did mainly the whole thing. And so I was happy to be able to capture it on video. I'm going to be putting up a lot of pictures, and I didn't plan on singing on the video. And Sebastian's like, "Who's the happiest Christmas tree?" So it was like totally planned. You know, I just kind of went with the flow.
Hey, sometimes that's the best.
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, let's play her song, "The Happiest Christmas Tree." I'm going to get ready to play it here.
Hey, and a hee-yah, ho-ho, with a hee and a ho, and a ha-ha, with a ho and a ha, and a hee-hee.
Whoa, I'm the happiest Christmas tree.
Ho, ho, ho,
hee-hee-hee. Someone came and they found me and took me home with them.
Oh, I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Ho, ho, ho,
hee, hee, hee. Look how pretty they dress me. Oh, lucky, lucky me. I got shiny bells and jingle and tiny lights that twinkle. Whenever anyone passes by, I blink my lights and I wink my eye. Oh, I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Christmas Day, wait and see. I'll be laughing happily with a ho, ho, ho. Christmas tree.
Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee.
Someone came and they found me and took me home with them. Oh, I'm the happiest Christmas tree. Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Look how pretty they dress me. Oh, lucky, lucky me. I got shiny bells and jingle and tiny lights that twinkle. Whenever anyone passes,
is Amy Barberer with The Happiest Christmas Tree. Amy, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, it's Barbera. It's Amy Barbera. Like the Flintstones, Hanna-Barbera, remember with Flintstones, the cartoonist? It's Barbera.
Barbera, okay.
Yeah, Barbera.
That was Amy Barbera with The Happiest Christmas Tree. That song is so much fun. It's so uplifting. Even when I feel down, I can listen to that song, and I feel fun.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because so many people, like parents, are writing me. I don't know how many messages I got with people with parents. You know, my kids love the song. It's so catchy, you know, and a lot of people haven't heard it, so to them it's like a brand new song. And I'm kind of bringing a classic back that no one really knows kind of to the forefront, which I'm excited because the last two Christmases I recorded the traditional Christmas songs that everybody knows, Silent Night and Have Yourself a Little Christmas, which I know you're going to be playing later. But I thought I wanted to do something different this year. And even my producer, Ben, when I brought it in, he hadn't even heard the song. So he was like, thought I was nuts. I said, no, this is the song I want to do. And I'm so happy that I did because it's fun, you know, and it makes people happy and, you know, it brings another side to Christmas, you know.
Oh, it's sure does. I thought you had written it. I didn't realize that it was a song before because I had never heard of it.
No, yeah, it was written by Nat King Cole. Well, not by Nat King Cole. It was actually recorded by Nat King Cole in 1959. And the writer, I'm not sure who, I have the writer's name and when I had to register the publishing rights as far as, you know, to be able to use the song. I can't remember, it's not called publishing rights, whatever it's called. Mechanical license.
Right.
But Nat King Cole is the one that actually recorded it. It's on one of his Christmas albums. And I happened to get a Christmas album with all the, you know, old voices like Nat King Cole and Louis Armstrong and, you know, all the awesome singers from that time period and fell in love with the song and the CD that we have. And so I decided to do that this year, and I'm glad I did. So.
Yes, I am too. I really like it. Now, do you have a Christmas CD out now that our listeners could purchase?
No, I really, with all my heart, next year I'm hoping to do a full Christmas album, but I do have all of my Christmas songs, which I have four. They're all on iTunes to download, digital download. I also have them on Amazon and on CD Baby, all digital downloads. I've had a lot of people write me actually to tell me that they did download the new song. You just go to put my name in the iTunes, or you can go to CD Baby. You could Google CD Baby and put in Amy Barbera Music, and all of my music will come up. So I have four Christmas songs: The Happiest Christmas Tree, Silent Night, which is my own original version of Silent Night, my own original version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and my actual original Christmas song that I wrote called Love at Christmas Time, which they're going to play. So they're all available for download.
That's wonderful. Okay, let's get on here, and we'll go ahead and let you hear Amy's beautiful voice again with Silent Night.
Holy
was Amy Barbera with Silent Night. What type of performer would you say you are?
What type of performer?
Right, like, I know you, like, have gospel and inspirational, but what genre would you consider yourself under?
Oh, my. Well, you know, it's so strange because I have so many different styles of music. I would consider myself, like, adult contemporary pop, kind of, because, you know, I do have a lot of adult contemporary type Celine Dion songs, but I actually been doing a lot of, I work with a lot of different DJs who've done some dance remixes for me, and I even, on this new album, I'm going to have a lot of more upbeat pop type songs, along with the beautiful adult contemporary ballads. So I would consider myself probably adult contemporary pop with a little bit of dance here and there. And interestingly enough, in the new year, I'm going to be working with a hip-hop artist, Dramatic Thought. We're coming together to do a collaboration, kind of like Macklemore did with Same Love. We're going to do a song about called Looking for Angels, kind of what's going on in the world right now. And I'm going to sing, and he's going to do a little bit of a rap. And I'm working with another artist named PJ Watts, who's kind of like a Justin Timberlake type. We're going to do a collaboration. So I'm doing, like, I'm kind of branching out, I guess. And
well, that's wonderful.
Huh?
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm branching out. Like I'm making Paint Me a Rainbow, the album I'm working on. Because of the title of it, I wanted to have it be more happy. So I have 7 songs already done for the album, which I've only released a couple because I want to keep the other songs like a surprise. But I've done, many of them are upbeat, dance. A couple of them have a Sarah Bareilles feel to them. And then in the new year, I'll be working on more of the beautiful songs for the album. And I still have the beautiful, like, angelic songs, too. So I'm kind of, like, really experimenting with all different genres in this album and, you know, branching out into different avenues, which is fun.
Right. Okay, thinking back to your early childhood, what would you say was your first experience with music? And what song do you most remember as a child?
Wow. Well, my favorite all-time artist since I was a little girl was Prince, believe it or not. The artist known as Prince, Purple Rain Prince.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of memories. I loved his music since I was very small, and so I have a lot of memories of, you know, and listening to his music. But my first experience personally was when I was in elementary school. And I've talked about this on several interviews, but our whole entire elementary school had a talent contest. And I entered, and I loved the song My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music, which they do play a lot at Christmas time. And I dressed up in a little costume. I can't remember what grade I was in, but I was in elementary. And I had little props, like a teacup, like the song, and I actually won the whole competition against the whole school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and it's funny because I actually won money. They had a poster with like a piggy bank, and they had like they taped like quarters, like $10 worth of quarters. So I remember winning and crying because I beat out the whole school. There was a girl, I think her name was Renee, and she was a dancer, and she, it was between me and her, and I won. So that was kind of like a big deal for me, you know, at the time. And then of course in college and high school, I was in chorus, and I was in musical theater, but I really wasn't focused. Like in high school, I was a cheerleader. I had a high school sweetheart. I had so much fun in high school, and I sang in the choir, but it wasn't something that was really, I took seriously. But then in musical, in college, my friend Tammy, my best friend, wanted me to join musical theater, which I did, and it was really amazing, and I actually got not the lead, but I got kind of one of the leads in a few of the musicals. And I was going through a hard time because my high school sweetheart broke up with me, and I was with him all through high school, so I was in my first year of college. So it really helped me. But it wasn't until in my early 20s that I moved to Florida, gave my life to Jesus, and I started leading worship as a worship leader. They gave me solos. That's when I really knew what my calling was. And so it was always there since I was little and winning that competition, but it really wasn't until I gave my life to Christ, started leading worship, that I really wanted to do it full time and as my life calling.
Oh, that's wonderful. What was the first song that you ever recorded?
The first song that I ever recorded of my own was called Flowers in My Garden. I recorded that, I believe, back in 1999, I believe. I can't even remember the year I recorded it. I can't remember. I've written it in some other interviews. So it was a really awesome experience. I recorded it. It's an original that I wrote along with my old worship leader at my church named Tim Jack. And then I also recorded some songs. It's interesting. My friend Josie, one of my very first friends when I moved to Florida, she ended up coming to my Christmas party this last Saturday that I had. And I hadn't seen her in years. Her and her sister, the ones that filmed the video. And when I first moved to Florida, I recorded a song, and her husband is an engineer at his studio, back in 1996, was actually the first time I actually recorded a song ever in a studio. And it was a Christian love song that I recorded, and I can't even remember the name of the song. So that was the actual first recording, but my first original song was recorded, Flowers in My Garden.
Now, do you have a fan club that people can join?
I have a Facebook fan page. Right now I have over 11,000 fans on there, so I'm really happy. So it's, of course, you just put in Amy Barbera fan page. My name will come up because I have a personal one, but the official fan page is, I think, official Amy Barbera fan page or Amy Barbera official page. And my name is A-M-Y and last name is B-A-R-B-E-R-A. I also have an official website at www.amybarbera.com. It's A-M-Y-B-A-R-B-E-R-A. And that one, I have a fan section where people can go in and, you know, sign my guest book, and then their fan comments show in my fan section. So I have a lot of beautiful fans and comments that people have wrote on my website over the last couple of years. So now, there's a lot of ways of getting in contact with me.
Well, great. Now, do you write your own music?
I write all my own songs and a lot of my melody lines. I do not play an instrument, so I work with a team of wonderful producers who are do music: Ben Bagby, Jim Wallman, John Fitzpatrick, Yaron Cohen, On Marlin. I work with a remixer, DJ Michael D. There's just so many people that I work with. I didn't even name all of them, but that they come together. And a lot of times, like with Make Me a Butterfly, like for instance, I came in with all the lyrics and the full melody, and I sang it to Jimmy, and he was able to come up with beautiful music around recording my melody. And then Ben with Paint Me a Rainbow, I had that all song melody and all, and he kind of helped, you know, change some of the vocal arrangement. So I work with a great team of people from all over the world, actually. But I do my main work with Ben Bagby and my main recording at his studio here in Florida, but I work with producers not only in the United States, but all over the world. So it's great.
That's wonderful. Now, if you could perform with anyone in the world, either dead, alive, or whatever, who would it be?
Well, I have this dream of singing with Andre Bocelli. I think I'd like doing a duet maybe of my song, like one of my songs, like Cries for Peace, or doing a duet with him. Like, I love to sing the song You Don't Bring Me Flowers. I sang it at my CD release by Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. I love to sing with Andre Bocelli. That's one of my dreams. Of course, I love to meet Prince. It'd be amazing to sing with him too, although we're so different, but I mean, I love him. So those two would be the most I'd want to sing with or meet. And of course, there's so many other artists that I would love to work with and meet as well.
A lot of times different is better. I've seen a lot of totally different artists. I mean, totally different genres collaborate, and they do such an awesome job that I think you and Prince would make a good match.
Yeah, I'd be nervous because he's like a musical genius. I mean, like, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
And I think he won a Lifetime Achievement, I think, a few years ago, one of the big. And people, like gave him a multi-standing ovation because they really know he plays, like, every instrument. He really knows music. He writes, arranges, composes everything. You know, it's just like him and Michael Jackson, they were just like geniuses, beyond geniuses. You know, they had that. Just, they're real artists. They're not, it's not really like, I think sometimes in today's industry, it's more about the song, you know, but these people were like real artists, you know, they just bypassed all, you know, what's going on in the music industry today. So it would be cool, right? And I'm excited to be working with Dramatic Thought because we're so different. He's a hip hop artist out of Miami, and it's going to be really fun, you know, to work with him as well.
Oh, I agree. I remember doing the Christmas benefit for Rainbows and Children's Babies Hospital there in Cleveland. And Amy gave us the pleasure of coming and performing. Now, at this benefit, we had every type of genre there is, to hard rock, to Amy is inspirational. And let me tell you what, Amy stole the show. She had the hard rockers in tears with her performance. What did you think about all the snow and your performance that day, Amy?
Well, I was very nervous. It was Christmas. It was like a week before Christmas. I remember it was freezing in Cleveland and it was snowing. And I grew up in the snow in Maryland, but I hadn't been in it a while being in Florida. And I was so nervous because I didn't think anybody would like me. And neither was like pop artists and hip hop artists. And I thought, oh, they're going to think I'm, you know, corny or whatever. And it turned out to be the total opposite. I could not believe it, you know? Like that rock band that you guys managed.
3SO.
A couple of the guys were crying. And then a couple of the hip hop artists came up were crying. And they're like, and it was like so, such an eye opener for me to realize that it's really not about the genre, and it's about how you can touch people.
Exactly.
And just be authentic to who you are, because when you're authentic to who you are as an artist, it just works. And so I think that's what kind of God showed me that day. And it was really an amazing experience for me, you know, in the Agora Theater. It was really awesome. So I thank you for having me come there that year.
Oh, we thank you. Yes, it really was. And just to watch everyone in the crowd listen to you perform, I mean, seeing their eyes tear up and listening to your beautiful voice. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really, and the cool thing about it is, as an artist, I've been praying to God. I'm like, God, I don't want to be a performer. I don't want to put on a show, but I want, when I perform, I want people to be impacted. I want miracles to happen, like not through me, but through God working through me. And that's like my main goal as an artist. I don't want it to just be, oh, she did a great performance. But I want them to walk away with something that, you know, God touched them through me. And so that day was kind of like an indication of what God can do and work through so many different types of people that you don't think you can touch and you actually do. So it's cool.
Now, what did you do before you got into music?
Well, of course, I was so young, you know, I was, you know, just out of high school. I went to the Art Institute. I graduated from there. I'm a very artistic person in general. So I do have that side of me. I got best dressed in high school, so I went to the Art Institute for fashion, which right now in my life, you know, I incorporate, you know, my art. I do all the banners and all the fun things on Facebook, and I do, like, a lot of the little videos I create, like all the videos you see of my songs I make myself. And I'm a big vintage, thrift, and consignment shopper. So I really, when I put together things for photo shoots and for performances, I really love to buy things at the least expensive price that make everything look beautiful.
Oh, exactly.
I went to California 3 times this year for my music, believe it or not.
I was in LA three times.
It's like my second home. And the last trip I did in August, I decided, you know, I want to dress vintage, like 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s vintage the whole trip. And so, like, I went to all these thrift stores and bought these hats. And all of my interviews I went on in LA, I dressed vintage. It was so much fun to just step out of the box. And, you know, when I was out there, I dressed totally different the whole trip. And so I kind of like incorporating the artistic side of myself, which the degree that I have, with the music side. And I eventually I'd like to do a vintage clothing line. And I also have a God Special Angel retail line that I released years ago. But in the new year, I'm going to really work full force in getting that back up and running. That's like children's and babies clothes with the God Special Angel logo and everything. So,
right. That was a beautiful song.
Yes, yeah, that's a beautiful song, and I know it reminds you of your grandkids. I sang it for a lot of sick children, a lot of events like at your event. And I have the retail line. I did T-shirts and baby bibs and all kinds of stuff about four years ago. And I kind of let it go. And then I had a radio interview this year on Lounge Talk Radio. One of the ladies interviewed me and said, oh, my sister has a baby children's line. All of a sudden, we get off the air, and I'm connected with her sister, and her and I have been talking over the last several months, and in the new year, I'm going to really sit down with my art director, April, and then get back in touch with Terry from Fairy Tale Creations, and we're going to really want to relaunch the retail line full force, really, you know, relaunch it, make it better. I'm having my little artistic nephew, he's 8, I'm going to have him redesign the logo because he's a very phenomenal artist.
Oh, wow.
He's amazing. He's only 8, but he's like a child prodigy of art. He's already been acknowledged by his schools, and Palm Beach County named him one of the top artists, children's artists in Palm Beach, and he's amazing. He draws like a teenager, and he's only 8.
And oh, that's wonderful.
How cool would that be to have him redesign my logo and say, you know, wow, this is my little 8-year-old nephew. He's a child redesigning the logo. So I even told him I'm going to pay him. Because I really want him to know that, you know, he could get paid. He always tells me he wants to be a famous artist. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm actually going to pay him like $50 or $100 to do the logo. And for him, that's a lot of money. You know, he's 8. So that's going to be fun. So I'll be sure to keep you guys posted on that.
Oh, great. Is there any special one that you would like to thank for making your dreams come true as an artist?
Oh, my God. Well, there's so many people. I mean, first and foremost, my parents, my mom and my dad, they've been so supportive. I mean, they've paid for so much trips, and they've gone with me to New York and L.A. and different places. And so my parents, first and foremost, and then my grandmother, and, of course, so many of the people I work with, like Ben Bagby and Jim Wallman, and my art director, April Antolona, who does a lot of my shoots and art direction, and a lot of the people like DJ Michael D. I mean, not only has he done a lot of remixes for me, but he helped me design my website. It took us 3 months, but he's like a blessing, and he's all the way in Arizona now. He used to be here, and now he moved to Arizona, and Jimmy moved to Texas. So there were 2 people that I worked with locally who have moved away. I mean, just so many people and my fans. I have fans that go back with me on my MySpace days that are still with me. I mean, there's so many, like, you know, Craig Gibbs, Mystique, and Denny Tate, and, you know, Gail, and Sharon Harrington, and just hundreds of my fans that have been with me. And I try to communicate with everybody as much as I can. Like, I want everybody to feel special. I don't want to leave anybody out. And I just... and I was able to send Christmas cards to several of my friends and fans this year that really have, you know, been a blessing. So, and I have 2 new friends and fans that I met through my producer, Ben, Tammy, Kale, and Carol Johnston. And they came and met me for the first time. They came to Florida, and they were fans of my music because they're best friends with my producer, Ben. They've been childhood friends, and now they're all in their 50s and all still friends. And they just, all of a sudden, they met me, and they have been blessing me. I mean, with gifts in the mail over the last month to help me with my music. I'm, like, blown away. So I just want to thank them personally on the air. And I sent them special Christmas gifts and cards this week. And my friend Sharon Harrington, one of my fans, I love her. She's been sending me the most beautiful flower crowns for my music video shoot I'm doing. She ordered, like, 3 of these beautiful crowns. I can't even tell you, because I'm going to do an enchanted forest scene. So, and even like you guys have been there with me the last few years. So I just want to thank everybody, you know, that's been there and all the love.
How far away is the farthest place that you've went to actually perform live?
Well, Los Angeles. I was up for the Artists in Music Awards this last year. I was made the top 5 for Best Singer, Songwriter, and Best Pop at the Artists in Music Awards, which is an indie award show in L.A., which is pretty well known. They're getting recognized even by the Grammy Association and all kinds of stuff. And I made the top 5, and I went there. And I actually, I did not perform there, but I did a lot of live interviews there where I sang live on the air. So I actually performed there, but I performed more on the radio studios out there. I've been there 3 times over the last year. So that's like the farthest place. And then of course I came to Ohio with you guys. And I'm trying to think. I've been to New York, but I haven't performed there. I'm going to music meetings in New York. I had a record deal that I almost signed in New York. But I have to say California and then Cleveland where with you guys. I've been the two farthest places.
We have Amy Barbarera, if you just tuned in, on the mic here. She is a beautiful artist, and let's put up one of her songs now, Love at Christmas Time.
I think the world needs peace and love, because everyone's always fighting.
Silent night I hear, Christmas lights I see, everywhere I go this time of year. Christmas trees shine bright, presents wrapped just right, as children wait with such good cheer. But there are many in this world who are crying at this time. Their hearts are grieved from poverty and pain beyond our mind. What the world needs is love at Christmas time. They need a light that shines through you and me, with gifts of prayer and charity. Jesus was born to love them.
Was Amy Barbarera I got Amy back on the line with me now. We'll be wrapping things up here shortly. Amy, is there anything you'd like to tell your fans or your family? Or?
Well, I just want to tell my fans how much I love them. I appreciate everything. I'm so thankful to God for them and that I'm always here for them. If they can always contact me on Facebook, because that's the main place where I communicate, and Twitter. You know, that, you know, if they need anything, prayer or anything, I'm always there. And I just want to thank everybody for their support and love. And I have a lot of new stuff coming in the new year. New music, a professional music video. I have hopefully I'll get my whole full album done. I actually applied for a big music grant through New USA Music in New York. And I find out in February if I got the grant, which will pay for the final section of my album. I'm going to have a huge CD release party. And I love to invite a lot of people to come. It would be amazing to have people come from all over. And I do a big concert, and it would be great. So, and just Merry Christmas, because, you know, right now my whole focus is Christmas. So everything I've been putting up on Facebook has just been Christmas, and next week will all be Christmas. So, you know, that I just, you know, and you want to celebrate the love and joy of Christmas and the birth of Jesus. And I want people to know how much Jesus loves them, that they're accepted, that his love and grace is with them, and that he loves them so much, regardless of what other people say about them, that they're created special, and Jesus loves them. So
Amen.
That's kind of my message.
Make sure you go to Amy Barbera's website and look her up on Facebook, join her fan page, and keep in contact, and listen to her beautiful music. She is a beautiful person inside and out. She has the most angelic voice. And she's just been such a special friend throughout the years. And we just love her to death.
Yeah, and I love you guys too.
We'll wrap this up. And Amy, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with us today here at BGL Radio. And we look forward to having you back.
Yeah, I had a great time, and maybe I can interview with you guys in the new year.
Oh, that would be
maybe
wonderful.
Around the time of the album release or something. That would be fun.
Oh, sure. We'll help you promote it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that.
We'll finish up here with Amy Barbera with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Ooh. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Together, if the faith.